Joined now with the head basketball coach for the Kansas State Wildcats and Bruce Weber. And Kansas State coming off a Big 12 championship this past year. And Bruce Weber, of course, Big 12 coach here. And thanks for joining me, Bruce. Well, it's year number two officially for you. Talk about that first year. You set the standard pretty high, winning a championship your first year in Manhattan.
Mine is screwed up, to be honest. You won too many games, won a championship. Now they're going to expect that every year. But it was a fun year. It was a great year, there's no doubt. Starting with football coach Snyder, that was magical to be part of that and watch that. And I think it kind of helped our guys start, you know, hey, you believe in they could be successful. And, you know, it took us a while. We slowly but surely, we guarded okay early, you know, hung in some games. And then when we got better offensively, as we got into, you know, Christmas, the holidays, into the conference season, we made some nice progress and had some guys really step up and improve, and couldn't be more excited for our players.
So was that Florida game probably a turning point for your season?
I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, there's little spots, you know, that you made some progress, but that was a good confidence builder. And I mean, you go into Kansas City to Sprint Center, and there's almost 17,000 there in purple, and Florida's in the top five, and you know, not only competed with them, but you know, controlled the game for the most part. And you know, the guys were, you know, I think that kind of believe in the system, pushed them over the hump. Hey, everything's okay. We're going to be all right. And then we, you know, survived a couple injuries right after Christmas, but then we got into the conference season, Oklahoma State, and that was a big win and kind of went from there.
Once again, K-State Wildcat basketball coach Bruce Weber joining me here. And you lose some great seniors, Rodney Magruder, of course, J.O., Martavis Irving along the way, kind of helped put the pieces together and help the team buy in. And of course you lose Angel moving closer to home, but you also have some great kids coming in. Talk about some of the kids that you've lost due to graduation, and also the new ones that are going to be coming in this fall.
Well, I couldn't be more proud of the senior group, and when you talk about buying in and, you know, being a solid, rock solid foundation for our program, there's no doubt. And I think when I came last year, they didn't know me, I didn't know them, and the seniors especially had the most to lose because this was it for them. And But Rodney was, you know, the face of the program. He was the kind of the role model for our guys. He worked harder than anyone. J.O., of course, you've been around him. He's that personality, fun-loving guy. And then Martavius was really a rock-solid guy that, you know, you knew what you're going to get. 18, 20 minutes, he was going to give you play hard. He was tough, strong. And then, you know, it obviously disappointing with Angel, the situation, especially so late. You can't plan for that. And you know, it happens all the time with transfers nowadays. You know, you lose guys to NBA, you lose guys to injuries, and you just got to move on and deal with it. So what we're excited about our prospects coming in. A couple of real talented kids from Texas. Marcus Foster was 3A player of the year. Wesley and Wandu had a really good year. His team was one of the best teams in the state of Texas. And then when Angel left, signed another point guard, Nigel Johnson from out east, actually played for the same AU program that Rodney Magruder played in, the DC Assault. So he gives us some quickness and athleticism. And then, the young man that's already at our place, Javon Thomas, he's very, very good. There's no doubt now, you know, we got to get him eligible and then we got to get him, you know, to play before some people. And then you'll see how good he is. But he's as talented. And then a big guy and a couple transfers coming in. So we got a good mixed group and excited about it. But the key will be, just like this year, the seniors were key. Seniors next year are going to be so important. Will Spradling, Shane Southwell, Omari Lawrence, they got to be the foundation of the program. And then that next group of guys with Thomas Gibson and DJ Johnson and Nino Williams, you know, they all have to play well also if we're going to be successful.
Well, how about your basketball training facility? Next year will be your first or second full year of that. How big of an impact has that been on the basketball team?
Well, there's no doubt. You know, I think we led the league in field goal percentage shooting. I think last year if you interviewed me, probably was one of the questions, you're going to be able to put the ball in the hoop? And if you watched us early, we weren't very good. And then we did get the move in you know, into the complex about, you know, a couple weeks into practice, got a lot more time. Shooting-wise, it's 24-7. The guys can get him, come in there late at night. Rodney would be in there three times a day. He'd be in there at 8 o'clock with one of the assistants. He'd come back with his for practice and then come back with his girlfriend at 11 o'clock at night. So they got a lot of shots up. And, you know, if you want to get better at something, you got to put time in. And we definitely have the facilities to do that. It's state-of-the-art. It's a special building. And there's no doubt whether it's, you know, helping the team get better or helping with recruiting, it's definitely an advantage for us.
Definitely been a special year. One more quick question here. What have fans been talking to you about that you've seen along the Catbacker Tour this week?
Oh, I think they just were excited about our season and you know, a lot of unknowns. You know, disappointed, obviously, with Angel, but want to know about the new guys and what we're gonna where we're going to go. And, you know, that I think the thing I've – just watching Coach Snyder, obviously, he's a magician. You know, you just take what you get and you get them better and improve them and get them in the weight room. This summer is really important for us, and hopefully we can surprise some people again next year.
All right, appreciate the time, Bruce, and thanks for joining me here.
Great being here. Thank you.